Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
And we want to bring you some awesome, awesome edification. And today was an incredible day. Sister Amen, where did we go and what did we do?
Well, there was a food festival going on, and I think they had crafts and things there. So we stood outside it and preached the gospel. Many people, hundreds, thousands, I don't know how many people, they were just pouring in.
Yeah.
Got a lot of truth, a lot of gospel cards went out. I had some really good conversations, too. It was pretty awesome.
One of the things that was amazing about today was, one, the Lord held the rain out, so that was awesome. We weren't even going to go. It was supposed to rain all day, but we got many hours of preaching it. And then we had so many good conversations, and I can't remember another time we preached where we had so many people that confessed that they were convicted by our preaching. They thanked us, and you could see people that were visibly convicted. One lady cried over it. Another man said, well, I got to go think about what you're telling me about my Baptist church. Several men turned around and left the event. One man who's a Hindu man, was raised Hindu, said, wow, I really got to think about this. He'd never heard the gospel before. So it was absolutely incredible. The Lord allowed us to stand and preach. And you know what's amazing? No police. Nobody from the event came and bothered us. They waved and smiled at us. We didn't have any mockers in our face. It was virtually like, if you could talk about it for a street preacher, it was like a dream street preach.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was absolutely awesome. So we're really happy and excited about that brothers and sisters that were there with us, and we all got to partake in it. We all witnessed right together close, and a lot of people saw the truth, heard the truth. Lots of gospel cards went out.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have our post up about it tomorrow.
Lord, I think
it was called the 351 Food Fest. And that's going to go something like that. I think that's going to, we'll be have it, Lord willing, we'll have that posted tomorrow. And we do have a theme to talk about tonight from today, though. I didn't even mention this, but here's what we saw a lot of today, too. We saw people confessing to their own condemnation.
Right.
Did I say that right? They confess things to their own condemnation. Give us an example, Sister Amen.
I'm going to give the first one here that pretty much will drop your jaw. It did us. There's a few of us standing there, and we heard this, and a woman said, the more I knew about Jesus, the less I like him, and that ain't going to be good for me.
Yeah. She was trying to push a love Jesus, and then when we told her God is love, but he's also wrath and fire, and she said, well, yeah, just what you said. She said, the more I know about Jesus, I don't like him, and it's not going to go well for me. And we said, ma'am, you need to repent. You need to turn. You got a scripture verse for that, Sister Robin?
I do. Matthew 7:23, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Amen. So, yeah, that lady, and she was standing there with her husband. What a confession to make in front of preachers of righteousness. I hope it goes deep in her, and she turns.
Yeah, they were kind of pushing back on things, so...
Amen.
I was thinking, she said it out loud, so I hope her own ears heard her own words, and maybe that would be a conviction to her.
Yeah, amen,
It's one thing to think something, but when you say it out loud, there's something different about it.
I've actually got her on audio saying it, so that'll be up on the posting tomorrow. So here's one we heard. I know it's wrong, but God knows my heart. So they basically know it's sin, but God knows my heart. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? We heard that a lot. We heard people tell us, yeah, you're right. Our church system is corrupt and full of sin. But God knows my heart. And we're like, he knows that you want to stay in sin. And they're like, oh, whatever. And they turn around, they walk away.
Yeah.
Their conviction is going to condemn them.
Yeah.
What's the next one, Sister Amen?
Here you go. We get this from a lot of young people. Hell's going to be lit when I get there.
Oh, my.
They talk about lighting up hell. That's what they mean, you know.
Yeah.
Usually, being lit usually means, like, drinking and partying and things like that. They think hell's going to be a party.
Let me just say this before you read the verse for that. A man walked by me, and he said, I don't need that gospel card. He said, when hell opens, I'm the first customer, and I'm glad I like it. I want to go there. Mm. And he wasn't laughing or anything. I said, sir, if that's how you feel, I said, you're going to get your wish. He goes, that's fine with me. I want to go to hell. I thought, wow, amazing. What's your scripture verse on that one?
Matthew 8:12. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
That's what's coming.
Yeah, it's not going to be a party, though.
No, it's not going to be a party at all. Let's see, next one here. I don't believe in Jesus.
I heard that a lot today.
Psalm 14:1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done the abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Yeah. And all these were given you. This is on top of what all the good thing. I mean, I can think of a dozen people we witnessed to that were thankful, admitted, and they were grateful we were there. They thanked us for being there. And then the opposite side is these people that by their own conviction, admission, are condemning themselves.
Right. How about this? We hear this a lot. Hail Satan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, before you read the verse, I like to preach when there's 500 people standing in front of me and they're walking by in the line. Who fears God? Does anyone here fear God? Our brother and sister raised their hand and they feared God. And only one other man raised his hand. And guess what he did? Made devil horns on top of his head and mocked God. Nobody there would raise their hand saying they feared God.
Nope. Not that we saw
anyone. I think I know what verse you're going to read.
Matthew 28:9. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. They hail Satan when they should hail Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? Satan's my God.
Mm-hmm.
We hear that quite often. Yeah, we didn't hear as much today, but we do.
No, not today.
We did hear it some. Matthew 4:10. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So you get a lot of people that think Satan, you know, they drive by and yell, hail Satan. And I always tell them, why would you follow Satan? He's a loser. Read the back of the book. He's headed for the lake of fire. Christ defeated sin. Christ defeated death. He defeated the enemy, Satan. They're headed for the lake of fire.
Yeah, there's like the Satanic Temple. They make Satan out like he's not really who he is.
Right. Yeah,
like
exactly.
He's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
People are deceived.
Talk about delusion.
Oh, I know. How about this one? I'm saved and I can never lose it.
Oh, yeah. Like Calvinism.
I'm sealed up.
Calvinism.
Yeah. Revelation 3:5. He that overcometh the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
Yeah.
Kind of shows you that you can be blotted out.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it tonight when the brothers and sisters were sitting there. John 6, many disciples left Jesus when he talked about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, and they left him, and he turned to the disciples and said, you leaving too? You can leave the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You don't lose your salvation. We talked about that. Oh, where did I put my salvation? I lost it. No, you turn away from it either by sin or unbelief.
Right.
You don't lose it. You relinquish it.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Amen. Let's see. We got another one here. I'm God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we hear this.
They are God.
Exodus 20:3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. We hear people say that all the time in arrogance. They say, I'm as good as God, or I'm my own God. And we're like, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Judgment day is coming.
How about this? I know the churches teach lies, but I got to go someplace.
I got to have fellowship somewhere.
I gotta gather. The
yep.
Bible tells you not to forsake that.
Yep. So they think they can find biblical fellowship at sinful, unbiblical places. That doesn't make any sense to me. That's like finding healthy food eating out of a garbage can.
But then they even admit, well, it's not quite biblical, but it's the best we can find. Yeah. So how about this? Ephesians 5:11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove
it. I just did
like
a teaching
audio,
and reprove
yeah.
it. Yeah, and 1 Thess 5 says, I think it's 1 Thess 5, yeah, avoid all appearance of evil. So if something is evil and sinful, you avoid all appearance of it. You don't dabble with it just for fellowship's sake. My pastor will be the one in trouble. Oh, yeah, I couldn't read it. Yeah, we hear this. Oh, well, God knows my heart, and I'm just following my pastor. And if I'm wrong, my pastor is the one that's going to be in trouble, not me. Like, as if they're not in charge of their own salvation, meaning their own decisions about Christ.
Yeah, they like to put the blame on the pastors, yeah.
Job 1:21. And he said, naked came out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return. The Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away. Blessed is the name of the Lord. You're going to answer to the Lord. Not some modern pastor.
Alone, you go out alone. The pastor's not going to be with you.
You're not going to be standing in judgment with your pastor or your priest or the Pope.
Right.
They're all going to have their own judgment day coming.
Yeah. We don't want nothing to do with that. And this one here. Oh, how about this? I'm not where I should be.
Yep.
That's a big one. People mention, and usually when people say it, they're not being snotty. They're just kind of like being like, they're convicted going, yeah, I know I'm not where I should be. We heard that a few times.
It makes me think of a man today that was talking to Brother Zealous, and I walked over and he said, yeah, I'm not where you guys are. I haven't quite got there yet. And he was talking about some basic rudimentary things of the faith. And he's like, haven't got there yet. And I said, sir, how long have you been born again? And he goes, 2009.
Oh, wow.
That's like 15, 16 years ago, right? Yeah, that's 15 years ago. And I said, sir, why haven't you got biblical? And all that time he goes, I admit it, my sin and rebellion. And I said, you better get it right.
Wow.
Or you're going to be in willful sin. And he goes, I know, willful sin will damn my soul. He knew it, but he's still dabbling with it.
That's not good. How about this? John 8:24. I said, therefore, unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins.
Amen.
I mean, belief and faith in Christ is a saving one, that you turn from your sins.
Yep. Amen. Turn from it. Yeah.
And then here.
We have one more?
There's two more.
Two more. I'm still working on it. It takes time.
It just kind of goes along with what you said.
Yeah, and you're right. Some of them, it takes 10 years, 15 years. Some of them, 40 years.
We heard that today. 40 years a woman said she was a believer.
Oh, yeah, and it reminds me, somewhere in Florida where we preached outside a Baptist church, and a man came out and he said, well, in time, they'll get everything right. And we went around and looked at the placard on the front of the church. It's been a church since 1834. And they still don't have the gospel right. They still practice pagan holidays. They're still feminized. They're still worldly. They still keep man-made traditions. It's only been 150-some years.
Yeah, I don't know what book they're
in. No, more than 150 years. Joshua 24:15. I love this. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you'll serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I love that.
I love that. That's one of my favorites.
One more. One last one.
How about this? I love my life.
Yeah, we hear that. Why won't you serve Christ today? The cost is too great. I love my life. I don't want to lose things. I can't do it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Matthew 16:25. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find.
Yeah, we tell people losing your life is letting go of your career, your pride and vanity, your church system, your worldliness, your family that doesn't want Christ. You've got to lose all of that to gain Christ and walk and follow after him and seek him. So hopefully that helps you see what we face when we're out in the streets. All those good things we talk about, all the people listening and being convicted, and then you see all these negative things. And I hope you judge yourself, whether you're a saint or whether you're just a seeker, and go, what will my confessions do on Judgment Day? Are they going to condemn me? Like, I know the Bible is true, but I'm not following it.
Yeah, we could be here all night with a whole bunch more of them. Yeah.
So test yourself.
You're not doing any of them.
Yeah, I hope you're not doing any of those. Test yourself to the biblical gospel. Check it out at don'tperish.com. Tomorrow we'll have that latest preach up. Go to the Ecclesia Gathering area. We've got new audio teachings and studies up there to edify you, and we're just pouring out every day.
Amen. Feeding the sheep.
Yeah, feeding. The Lord said, feed the sheep and point the way, and that's what we hope to do. Would you like to tell the quick story? We stopped, and we were in a marketplace, just all got together afterwards. It was rainy, and we decided to sit in a marketplace and talk, and we were just there edifying the Lord, edifying each other. And what happened, Sister Amin?
There was a table of people behind us, and a man turned around, and he said,
I thought he was going to be mad. He heard you talking.
Yeah. He said, keep saying what you're saying. I like to hear that. People need to talk about Jesus.
Yeah, he said, nobody talks about the Lord. Yeah. I love what you're doing. He happened to see our van, too, covered with gospel signs.
Yeah.
Gave him a gospel card when we walked out, and he said, I'm going to be on your website checking it out. So just going out, being salt, being light, whether we're street preaching, just living our lives, people hear us talking about Christ.
I was telling Sister Amin,
what an effect godly people have. And it's all to God's glory, not ours. But what an effect we have as salt and light in this dark world. The darker the world, the brighter the light of Christ shines.
I love that. It's so awesome to do good works and not evil works anymore. I love being in
the light. We're no better than all those people, but we have been redeemed for a greater cause now.
Amen.
All right. We love y'all. Check out all those resources. Lord willing, we'll get that preach up tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a rainy day. We're kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Kind of a slow day to recover from some things that have been going on. And then we got a lot of work to do online.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
The light shines all over and the web goes all over the world.
The Lord keeps us busy. That. And I just want to give one praise request. We just did a testing on Holo Prayer App Exposed. I don't know if you know about this. It's a Roman Catholic prayer app. Deception, contemplative prayer, wicked superstar people that are advertising, Hollywood movie people. We put our testing up just a day ago, and I went and looked. And if you search the Holo Prayer App Exposed, guess who comes up on page one, Sister Emma?
Mm-hmm.
Don'tperish.com. Thank you, Father, for putting it out there. And we do that because we want to shine light and warn people. Don't be deceived by this deception of Roman Catholicism.
Right.
So we got a lot of work to do. We're not done until we're done.
Until
we're dead. Until we're dead.
Right.
I told brothers, I'm preaching till the day I die.
Amen. Me too.
Yeah. All right. We love you all. Hold fast. Till next time.
May God be praised.